do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm your co-host, John, and this is all my fault.
I'm Kelly, and this is none of my fault.
I suppose that's true. Although at this point, I feel like you are the one, you know, you're the most guest co-hosted.
Yeah.
And so I feel like this is...
probably have to start taking some blame, is what you're saying.
Just a little bit.
Just a soupçon of blame. Responsibility.
Indeed.
For my actions.
Kelly, how have you been? What's new?
I'm good. I got a couple of new pet shrimp.
Oh.
And they are very charming.
Excellent.
One of them is pregnant.
Oh.
Which, you never know how that's going to go. But I've named her Hester Prawn. And the other one is Chester A. Arthropod. So... feeling
incredible.
Good about it.
When shrimp lay eggs, right? Are they R-type spawners?
Yeah.
So is this going to be a cloud of shrimp?
I hope so.
Incredible.
I mean, that would be amazing, right? Like, how many people have a cloud of shrimp in their house on any given day?
That's true. Yeah, no, none that I can think of.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, should we introduce our guest? Let's just get into
this. Let's do this. Yes.
Excellent. My fantastic friend, Genevieve.
Hello.
Genevieve, if somebody was like, hey, what's your deal?
Oh.
What would you tell them?
I am, I'm a disaffected civil rights attorney. I play music, I knit, I'm into cats.
Excellent.
I think that would probably... I'm angry feminist.
Yeah.
I mean, all of those...
Right now, I'm an angry feminist.
Yeah.
I'm a feminist... who's angry.
I mean, that, I feel like, has been a constant state for most of us.
Yeah, and then this week has been...
This week is also... Yes, to freeze this one in the amber of time.
Wait, can I describe what's happened?
Yeah.
Yes.
A fucking national nightmare has unfolded in which one half of our political spectrum apparently loves rape and is, like, super down with, like... protecting people who do that.
Yeah.
And then the other half is like, wait, maybe somebody like that shouldn't be on our Supreme Court. Also, he's a fucking liar. And then all of us got to sit for like 9 hours, or those of us who chose, I suppose, to watch this, and then watch a nightmare shit show fucking demonic hearing go on where the first half of the day was an honest, decent person giving testimony about something terrible that happened to her when she was 15, and then some fucking psychopath lied his way through hours of testimony in between insane Republican disgusting rape supportive grandstanding.
True.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Did I sum that up?
I think
that was this week.
That was
like 2 days ago.
Yes. Yes, and I mean, just in case it happens again, this is the Kavanaugh hearings we're talking about.
Yeah, they were the Kavanaugh
hearings,
that's right.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, because it's like, well, I get, you know, should the amazing happen and he be denied, yeah. Right? That means that Trump will probably put up another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which, I mean, and you would think that that means that he's going to try and find somebody better.
Not
right?
No.
But,
no.
Like...
No, he'll be like, well, this guy's better. He tried to rape 3 women.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, hang on. No.
No, wait, I'm sorry. This one tried to rape 3 women. 6?
Like... I have zero
faith.
Well,
in that case, at some point, Trump's just going to appoint himself.
Oh, yeah.
Court.
He's like, so, we can't even count how many women.
He's going to try to do it, and then people are going to explain why he can't, and he'll become angry.
Yeah.
I honestly, I feel like there's a non-zero chance that that has already happened in the White House. And, you know, we just don't know about it because we weren't in the room.
It's probably true.
Oh, okay. For those of you who tuned in wondering actually what's happening with this podcast, let me explain it to you. Every time I've had an idea, I have written it down the moment I had it for 10 years. And now there are hundreds of them. So now it's time to throw the vault open and let my friends, in this case Genevieve, dig through the pile and hold up whatever she finds interesting for the entertainment of you, the listener. If you hear one you like, it's yours to run with. I just want credit.
I want a cut.
Genevieve, what is the first thing you have uncovered in the vault?
Okay. Okay, wait, so this is especially good because actually you are one of the first people that told me... You were the first person to ever tell me about something like this. So it was podcast idea for taxi cab driver conspiracy kooks. And like you, it was you that told me about like a taxi cab conspiracy.
Yes.
Drive.
Yes. Yes.
About the chemtrails.
The chemtrails. Yeah.
The chemtrails guy.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if he's still working. This was I was at the time I was in Mountain View and I needed a ride to like SFO or something. And this I mean I swear to God this place is at sometime in like the 2001 2002 era. Okay. Like it was a long ass time ago. And so I got in a cab. Because I called the cab company, yeah. And like the guy showed up, yeah. And we were driving up 101 and talking about, oh, the weather is, you know, great, like, yada yada. And he was like, oh, yeah, the chemtrails haven't been that bad lately. I was like, the what now? Because I thought he said contrails.
Yeah.
Right?
But yes.
No. Then he proceeded to tell me what chemtrails were.
Yeah.
And listeners, Google this shit. Because
yeah, I did. I Googled it after you told me this story, like 15 years ago.
Yeah, you have to Google this shit for yourselves because it is monstrously bananas. I feel like there needs to be a podcast that's nothing but like stories of encounters like this where people get in a cab with somebody who seems to be a normal human who turns out to believe it's some crazy fucking bananas nonsense bullshit.
Okay, but I had like. A slightly different take on what it could be.
Oh, of course, yes, please.
Which is not so like, I mean, these are your ideas.
No, but here's the thing.
This is a variation. Variation is the word I was looking for.
I love it when this happens.
So I was thinking, yes, like I assumed it would probably be those sorts of stories, but then I was also thinking interspersed could be like people riding with taxi cab drivers who somehow perhaps talk about conspiracies that they believe in. So you could interview taxi cab drivers.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sure the reverse has also been. Yeah.
Yeah.
That has to be. Yeah, that has to be even crazier.
No, or you ask the taxi cab drivers themselves if they subscribe to any conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Then,
yeah, yeah.
Although
yeah.
I don't know how you'd ferret it out because they don't actually believe that those are conspiracy
theories. Right. Exactly.
Theories,
right. Well, it could be like, hey, tell me about the Rothschilds, and if they're like, who?
Who?
That's fine. But if they're like, if they set their coffee down, and they're like, let me tell you. Then you're like, oh boy,
yeah.
We're fucking in for
we're
it
ready.
Now.
We're in business.
Do the words New World Order mean anything to you other than a wrestling thing? I like it. I think that the show would definitely need to have at least one professional cab driver who is sort of like a constant co-host.
Yes.
And, you know, and yeah, because I assume that he or she could bring in compatriots who would no doubt have stories.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yes,
no,
either crazy people they've given rise to or who are themselves.
Yes. I love
conspiracy
it.
Theorists.
Excellent. What is next?
Okay. Oh, I don't... Can I skip the next one? I mean, I want to talk about... Actually, no, that's not true. I do want to talk about this one. There was a really specific reason. Smash House 2.0.
Okay. Why is it 2.0? What's in the notes for this?
Smash things with weapons and riot gear.
Ah, yes! Because because the original version of the Smash House is something that somebody else came up with, and I believe it maybe has also already iterated upon. Where like you basically you pay to be given access to a room full of breakable things,
mm-hmm.
and then you just break them,
mm-hmm.
And it's wildly therapeutic.
Yeah.
There should be another version of this though, where you are let into a room full of breakable things, but you are given actual weaponry with which to smash things, and like it could be it's just something like a big old hammer, or maybe like medieval war clubs, or like a flail, or you know what I mean, or just straight up swords. Like just you know, like just there should be stabbable or slashable things in the room that you can just hack at with a you know, because why not? I mean, I would love to know what kind of damage I could do with a sword. I've never actually been given the chance. And I'm in my 30s. I'm curious. I would love to know. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one.
I've never wielded a sword yet either.
Right? What kind of damage could you do truly if you were wielding a weapon in anger?
Yeah.
These are things that I
which leads me to why I wanted to talk about this.
Yes, please.
I mean, obviously this one is worth discussing because it's a great idea. But as a plaintiff's attorney, of course, plaintiff's trial attorney, where my mind also went to was what are the potential liability issues with such an establishment?
Of course.
What kind of waiver would you need customers to sign?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What level of the legal theory of assumption of risk would apply?
Indeed. I'm curious to know. Did you come up with any conclusions?
Well, you'd probably be like a total assumption of risk. But that doesn't mean you wouldn't get sued.
Is there no way to construct a bulletproof waiver?
I guess.
The look on your face.
Because this is the thing, right? So this is the problem, is that something unanticipated would probably happen.
Mm.
Where, the obvious things that you're like, I'm having people like, wait. I mean, I guess the waiver is like, anything terrible that might happen to me, I'm holding you harmless.
Oh, actually, yeah, right? Sorry. Yes.
No, do go on.
I
understand that this is not an establishment where you harm other people.
Right, no.
But it is an invitation to personal injury, if I ever heard of one.
The reason the riot gear is mentioned in there is because the person entering the room wears riot gear.
Yeah.
Right. So, they've got a face shield, they've got some kind of armor on. So, yeah, yes. So if they're in their wild swing, if a piece of something should break off and fly towards them.
Yeah. Should they manage to...
Should they manage to break off their hold
on the sword and have it rebound on them.
And so is the idea, therefore, that the weapons will be primarily, axes, swords, bats, as opposed to something mechanized that could explode in someone's hand or face?
No guns. No guns, no chemical explosives. Yeah,
chemical explosives,
or other explosives. I mean, I suppose antimatter weaponry has not yet been invented, or I guess we don't need to worry about that class of explosives. So only
blunt force sort of weapons. Swords,
slashing damage. Slashing or bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
No projectile weaponry.
All right.
Okay, and then my other question was, what would you charge?
I don't know. How much would you pay to be allowed access to such a room, given the weapon of your choice?
I don't know.
That is also a good question. Let's call it 15 minutes?
Yeah, you probably exhaust yourself really quickly, actually.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
You probably get tired fast.
You get to don the riot gear. You get to imagine a rack of weaponry before you. And it's just pick one, and you can go fucking buck wild in there.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that worth? I mean, $30? $50?
Oh, God, no, more. You'd have to charge significantly more than that.
I would do 30, but I'm poor. So
$50 maybe? 45? How's 45?
Too much for me. 45's maybe. Yeah. But for whatever reason, 50's my cutoff. So those five important dollars.
So I think though that the cost of doing business would be high.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Because it depends on what you get, right? In order to be the breakable stuff.
Yeah.
Are there things perhaps what I would do is I would engage a network of local donation services like Goodwill or whatnot, because I'm sure that they get stuff that they can't use.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get the things that people just dump there.
Right.
But
so
then
it's
they then have to get rid of.
Have to pay for transportation as well as paying for cleanup.
The cleanup part,
that
would
be true. Refuse that would need to be disposed of.
It is true.
Yeah, you are going to have to do a dump run pretty much every day.
Unless I got one of those machines that crushes things into, into little bits, you know what I mean? And then, it's not a dump run, I'm just taking, various bins of loose chips.
Of cubes.
Yeah. I mean, there are some costs.
Yeah.
It's true.
Maybe I'm looking at this too realistically.
Honestly, I feel like implementation... See, that's the thing about these ideas. I just have the idea, and I don't really think too hard about the implementation, right? So, I think that this is a good thing. Because somebody out there should do this, I feel like. I would want to visit this place.
So we've talked about the version of this where you do it at the dump.
Yes.
With things that people are already getting rid of.
True.
That are already there.
That are already there.
Yes.
So maybe this is a way to make it more cost effective.
Yeah, you do it. Smash House tours
at the dump.
Smash House dump tours.
Mm-hmm. There's not even a room. You're just given a weapon and your riot gear.
And
then a stopwatch. And somebody blows an air horn and you just run. And then in the midst of your battle frenzy, and then when the time is up, the air horn blows again and then they come find you.
Oh my God.
The concerns would be junkyard dogs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
as well as whoever it is that's overseeing the junkyard.
Hmm, true.
You would have to contend with both.
Well, of course. Well,
you're not allowed to fight them.
This would be taken up, and this would be a partnership or like a subsidiary business of the dump, right? So they would simply know, like, when, you know, like between the hours of like 1 and 5, it's dump tour time, and
it's like, oh, don't go in there. There's a berserker in there again. It's fine. Okay, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Again, liability insurance.
Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
Significant. Not
insurmountable, surely.
Spoiling the fun.
No, but I mean, like, surely there should be a company out there that...
But these have been, you know, definitely things that we would need to take into account when writing up the business proposal.
What's the liability insurance at a firing range like?
Dear God.
Right?
Oh,
I mean, and those things exist.
Question.
Right? Like, those fucking ones that at Vegas that advertise on billboards, like, hey, come shoot a machine gun. Like, the liability...
Do you know that I did that the morning of my wedding?
Right?
Oh, that's amazing.
That was my stepdad's wedding present to me, as he took us all out to shoot AK-47s.
Yes.
It was
great.
Amazing.
It was really fun.
I mean, from a liability standpoint, that's gotta be crazy. And yet, those businesses exist.
Yes.
So, clearly it can be done.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yeah. No.
Just saying.
I don't even know.
Word, you know, it's word to the wise out there. Business opportunity.
Yeah.
Go forth.
No, dude, you need to copyright that shit, like, right now. You need to say the words.
That is antithetical to the concept of this podcast.
That's right, it's a giveaway.
I just want credit.
I want a cut.
Okay.
But not with a sword.
Oh.
Yes, a monetary cut. A cut of the proceeds.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, what else?
I feel like I've never had to clarify that one before.
Genevieve, what is next on the agenda?
A standard set of Trump cusses for history textbooks.
Yes, okay.
Oh. I was actually curious about what you specifically meant by this.
So you know how, like, there are various, like, phrases that we associate with various past presidents, where it's like, oh, this, you know, like, you know, like Richard Nixon, I am not a crook.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, whoever was in charge during Teapot Dome, or like, whatever, right? Which one was the president they called the Gipper?
That's Reagan.
That's Reagan, right? Okay. So, like, something like that, where it's like, but now then history, future test history textbooks looking back will have to be like, during the Trump era.
You can't print those words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except that they were so prevalent that they became part of history. And you had to, like, they had to. It was like, oh, this was Trump. Oh, that dumb motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean?
That is too generous.
These were the dumb motherfucker years. Like, where it's just sort of like, that's how his presidency came to be known. And
the shit
implied.
Show era.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The stupid dipshit. Like, just something. Like, so basically, we as a culture need to settle on a specific set, like a specific text string.
I think it would have to be, like, a lot.
Yeah. It's true.
Like, a lot
it's
of
true.
Words.
That, yeah, the, like, the dumb racist motherfucker era.
Like, Cheeto fuckface.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, is, like, everyone has a different code name for him, because nobody wants to say his name.
Exactly. So we need to standardize on one.
Yeah.
And use it all the time, everywhere.
Yeah.
Every time his name is mentioned.
Yeah.
Such the point where it becomes literally inescapable.
Yeah.
And, yeah, history textbooks many years down the line, assuming that history textbooks are still a thing, will reward us by enshrining him forever as whatever dumb asshole nickname we give him.
Yeah.
Now. So
Spike Lee's is Agent Orange, which I quite liked.
I like it, but I think it trades too much on, A, an existing property, and,
true,
B, like, it just makes fun of his appearance, and we need to...
That's true, and we are trying to do less of that.
That, and also, his appearance is, like, the, you know what I mean?
The least of his problems.
Yes. Rapist in chief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good, you know?
That's more accurate.
I'm just, you know, if we could just... We just need somebody out there to come up with the perfect set... And then we will simply move forward from there.
Yeah.
We should dedicate a day to the brainstorming of it, actually. Where, like, everybody just gives it a try on Twitter. And by the end of the day, I feel like, you know, whichever one gets the most retweets.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, that's how we'll decide, maybe. Maybe that's how we... So we just need to decide when on Twitter that's going to take place.
I feel like using Twitter to combat him is sort of it's, apt.
It's poetic,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Yes. So that was that idea.
It's solid.
Excellent.
Oh, awkward moments cards.
There should be cards that you can hand out during an awkward moment that explain or in some that either explain or defuse said awkward moment,
yeah.
In a way that where everybody just understands. It's like, oh, okay, very good. Where
are you thinking like greeting cards or more like
no, I'm like more like business cards.
Like business cards.
Like, because you'll just have them on you, and then when an awkward moment occurs, you can just whip it out.
And not like the kind of cards that like you like the ref throws out like during like a soccer match.
No.
yellow card awkward moment versus red card awkward moment.
Although, who knows? That could become a part of it. Like, yeah. Color coding, you know.
Do they need to be moment specific, or yeah. Can it just be like a card that just says, well, this was awkward?
I'm sure that must exist.
I'm sure it does.
Well, because somebody out there actually made a set of cards that just say stop talking. I have seen those.
I want that.
Yeah. I'm sure there's got to be a sim, but yeah, so the ones that I'm envisioning would need to be moment specific.
Yeah.
So we would need there would need to be some work done where like we try to determine what are the most common awkward moments that occur.
What are the most common awkward moments in my life?
I mean, I need one that says, you know, I have forgotten your name.
Yes. Oh. Yes. With deepest apologies, I am so sorry.
Yes.
But I am terrible with names.
Like, I have known you for months and I actually never knew your name.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. There's a guy who lives on the street, actually, that where I have that.
It happened with my neighbor this morning. So, yeah. Also, it turns out she has, like, a fake name. Like, no one is named Carol Ann. Outside of Poltergeist, no one is named Carol Ann and is under 60.
I had a housemate named Julie Ann, but that's not Carol Ann.
Yeah. She's like 30, maybe? And I'm like, no one's named Carol Ann and is 30.
What was this woman?
I'm sure she told me her name at some point and I just didn't believe her.
Maybe she's under witness protection. You don't know.
Yeah, like I accidentally like got a package for her today and I was like, who the fuck is this? So I needed a card for that. I needed an awkward card for that. But
yeah.
But that's very specific.
But yet a common scenario.
Yeah.
We could all use at least one or two of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh god, I feel like I'd be carrying around so many cards.
this could be a hit. I mean, you know. But this is the question, like, would the card also have like a sentiment? Like, meaning like I am sorry that we're having this moment.
Or yeah, sure.
Here's some proposed courses of action.
Yes,
that we can take to extricate ourselves from this awkward moment.
Well, I mean, whatever you can fit on a business card sized piece of cardstock. You know, I mean, maybe there would be several levels depending on your level of social anxiety.
Yeah.
But you get one level of card that's just like, I'm so sorry, I have forgotten your name.
Yeah.
Right? Done. But yeah. There could be another card for
so
a different
sorry.
Person.
I've forgotten so your name. I apologize. This is something I've struggled with throughout my life.
I'm a terrible person.
I understand. Actually, this ruined a friendship once with
awkward moments novels that you can hand out.
I hope it won't ruin ours.
Yes. Yes.
Please tell me that the next time I run into you, it won't be so terrible. I hope that you won't stop saying hi to me in the hallway.
And then you need another card to give them after that. Just says, that got weird, didn't it?
Or good. It just says, sorry I'm like this.
Oh! That's
so sad.
Heartbreaking.
Sad.
Not least because I'm going to use it.
I don't want it.
Okay. Well, listen, then you don't have to buy it. Somebody else will.
Right.
Somebody else will make and sell them and give us part of the proceeds.
Yeah.
Is that the idea? I thought this was a free giveaway.
I would just want credit.
Yeah.
And a cut. It doesn't have to be a big cut.
I see. So on this one, you want a cut.
We want a cut on all of these.
Okay, all right. Okay, excellent. I felt like that actually wasn't clear from earlier.
Very good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Excellent.
Because you deserve a cut.
I like to think so, you know.
Despondent pictures.
I the one of the things that I think is very funny to do is if I'm at like a photo booth or something, like one of my favorite photo booth prompts to tell everybody is smile like you're dead inside. Which was I think it was a Tumblr or something, but it's like it's gone now. Like I don't know where it came
Sean,
from.
You and I are like cosmically linked.
I just think it's the funniest thing. So yeah, so I think that there should be a party where everybody's having a great time, but there should be a rule where the only pictures that can be taken make it look like everybody is miserable.
And you could have corresponding costumes, like a dirty tie, a soiled shirt, other instruments that somebody could be holding that signify or could generate despondence. Rubber gloves.
One of them is it's just like a bundle of celery. And like you do, like yeah,
wilted celery.
Yeah, it's like you know, just for whatever. So yeah, so it's a party. It's just a regular ass party. And everybody had a great time. But okay. But like anytime somebody points a camera at you, you have to make a face that looks like you are miserable.
Okay, so can I also build off of this, which is that okay? So now I have an announcement to make, which is that Yoko and I are getting married.
What?
So that happened this week. I was totally holding that in earlier. I was like, I want to do it on the podcast. Is that horrible?
No, that's awesome.
Anyway, so I was thinking like we could have like a despondent pictures photo booth. Like when I found this on the thing this week, I was like, oh, maybe we could have like a despondent pictures like photo booth like at our wedding. Like you have the option. You don't have to take like despondent pictures, but you can. Like people can do like, and you could we could explain to our guests like, here's the photo booth. You can do like your whatever like nice. Happy pictures, or you could, if you love us,
you will do your best to look very sad.
Despondent pictures, or it could be like despondent pictures hour, like for this hour at the party. Like,
oh my god,
only despondent pictures.
Oh my god, I love. All that is so good.
So if we do that, then you will receive credit.
Amazing.
And you'll have to participate.
I look forward to it.
Yes.
I look very much forward to it. That is fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's as good a place as any to start the next phase of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the part where one of us gives a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest. Genevieve, I believe you may have one.
I brought, yes.
Oh, my God.
It's another party idea.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I have brought.
Listeners, what Genevieve is holding up is a series of oh wow,
just awful 70s cookbooks.
Okay, I think these may even be like late 60s,
possibly late 60s.
Better Homes and Gardens,
Jiffy Cooking, Calorie Counters Cookbook. Oh, it's just the hard down
personal
break.
Favorite
salad book.
Can we? Do we have time to maybe just, like, read the ingredients from one of these?
Just pick one?
So, the idea of... My idea is to have a regrettable food party.
Yeah.
Which I've been bandying about for years and have never actually done. And at this point, I feel like it's time.
I have had the same idea and haven't done it because I have, like, Weight Watchers recipe cards from the 70s that are just awful.
Oh, dude, I'll bet that's amazing. Oh.
Yeah, there's, like, a Frankfurter crown roast. It's the worst food photo you'll ever see in your life.
Dude. I'm trying to think of which one is grosser.
I mean, just the ingredient list alone.
Do you think tangy tuna mousse squares is perhaps foul enough?
That's bad.
Just the name.
The ingredients for this are two envelopes of unflavored gelatin.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Water, whatever. A cup of mayonnaise. mayonnaise.
Oh.
two 7-ounce cans of tuna flaked. A half cup diced celery. A quarter cup chopped stuffed green olives. One tablespoon finely chopped onion. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1.5 teaspoons prepared horseradish. Salt, paprika. And then 1 cup of heavy cream.
Whipped cream.
No. See,
no, it's oh yeah, that's right. It's whipped cream. It is whipped. Yeah, with tuna. With tuna.
I mean, that's...
Here's the problem.
It's not even... where to start with where here's the problem?
There's also, like, the snowy chicken confetti salad.
Oh, they all involve mayonnaise.
Yes, they all have mayonnaise.
There, oh my god, seriously, everything in there has mayonnaise.
Many aspic recipes.
Oh, it's a
These are all just, what like, mayonnaise and jelly
What
molds.
I feel compelled to point out is that even the dessert salads...
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right, this is the salad book.
...involve mayonnaise.
That's...
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
The salad book is just all mayonnaise jello.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
With tuna in it.
So this is actually maybe both a terrible recommendation as well as an idea.
I mean, because... Yeah. So here's the only problem, and these are, in fact, late 60s. The Jiffy cooking book is copyright 1967.
Oh, okay.
This was... Right. Yes.
People ate this.
Yeah. Here's the only problem with that idea, which is that, like...
No one will want to eat the food.
Yeah.
The people who make the most compelling recipes will... the most compelling recipes... Recipes will be disgusting, and then it will be a waste of food.
True,
yes,
it's true. That is a food waste,
and that is a sad thing.
I mean, it could be maybe a party where you just have the cookbook open. And people, like, make votes on which one is the grossest one.
And then you make it together.
Yeah.
And then you make one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it couldn't be, like, aspic, because,
seriously,
that
this
takes, like, overnight.
Or you like, you...
Cheesed tomato aspic.
Okay.
Oh, that actually made
one,
me sick.
And one of these actually calls for ham water.
No, not ham water.
Okay, but what if it was a party you threw where the whole book is thrown open to the crowd, and everybody makes a silent vote somewhere, it's like which one is the worst one, and then you tally the votes, right? You discover which one the worst one is, and then it becomes planned luncheons around cheese salads is the headline on that particular page, and so like once we've determined what the worst recipe is, everybody gets a copy of it, and then you try to to make it actually edible. And then that's the second party.
Like, you
so
have to
like
use the same ingredients, right?
You're redeeming the regrettable food?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm in for that challenge.
That's just a thought.
It's just... Because your point is so well taken, and I don't want to encourage food waste, but at the same point, I do want to see, like...
You want
ham water aspect.
Oh, God.
Jellied chicken almond.
No.
You know what? Somebody it's a nightmare.
I want this party to happen and I don't want to be there.
Perhaps it is time for us to tell everybody where we can be found on social media.
You can find me on Instagram as @enthusiosity.
Oh, I am on Instagram, which is @GGCatherine, which is spelled GIGIKATHRYN.
Excellent. My whole deal has been streamlined thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter and is amazing. You can hear episodes she's appeared on in the archive. Just go to flavor.country for links to all my social presences and stuff I make, including my Twitter, Instagram, and newsletter, which I'll just say you're going to want to subscribe to.
If you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to this show by searching Idea Factory Giveaway in your podcatcher of choice, and let John know if it doesn't pop up. If you're already there, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating and or a nice review, because it would help us out a lot. And if you've already done that, why not tell a friend about us?
Why not make a Facebook post or a tweet? I will say that right now we are at 14 ratings. I would, I would just love to see what happens if we try to double it.
I would love to see that.
I think that it can be done.
I believe in you.
I believe in you too. Thanks. And remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
I want a cut.